Elias Mullah to come forward and commence the majlis with the recitation of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وحمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابيب سود ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف ألوانه كذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إن الله عزيز غفور. إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور. والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤًا وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنَ إن ربنا لغفور شكور. الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضله لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب صدق الله العلي العظيم.
جزاكم الله خير وحسن الجزاء to Hafiz Ilyas for that recitation. Now I would like to invite one of the teachers of the madrasa, Maulana Ilyas Sida, to come forward and recite Nasheed.
صلي على سيدنا صلى الله عليه وسلم صلي على سيدنا صلى الله عليه وسلم ये बात सच है हकीकत यही है नबी आपको मैंने देखा नहीं है न दौरे मोहम्मद में पैदा हुआ मैं न साथी सफर का कभी बन सका मैं न आका की आवाज़ तक सुन सका मैं न ग़ज़वात में मुशरिकों से लड़ा में न हिजरत की लज़्ज़त हुई मुझको हासिल न हो पाया अंसार की सफ में शामिल नबी आप जिस दम थे गारे हिरा में कोई ज़ादे राह भी न पहुँचा सका मैं नबी आप जिस दम थे थोरो हिरा में कोई ज़ादे राह भी न पहुँचा सका मैं मगर सच है ये भी कसम है खुदा की मोहब्बत मुझे आप से है नबी जी صلی علی سیدنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی علی سیدنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم मुझे आपके घर से दर से मोहब्बत सफ़र से मोहब्बत हज़र से मोहब्बत मुझे आपके हर पहर से मोहब्बत हर एक रास्ते रह गुज़र से मोहब्बत वो ईमान शक्ल कमर से मोहब्बत ज़क़न से दहन से नज़र से मोहब्बत नबुवत की जिसने गवाही दी आका है उस गोह से उस हजर से मोहब्बत ये बेढंग सी मेरी मोहब्बत का तोहफा क्या उसकी इजाबत कहे कोई रस्ता क्या उसकी इजाबत कहे कोई रस्ता सल्ले ala sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salli ala sayyidina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam نبو بكر سامي رفيق سفره نعثمان حيدر هنا عمره نطلحة حمزة سعيد سعده أنس جيس خادم خالد أسده نمي ابن عوف زبير عبيدة نمي بود جانا معاذ قتادة نأرقم نأخنس بلال يحيى نمثل يسار ياسر نيعلى مئن سبك قدمك ذرك ذرا مگر اے نبی آپ کا ہوں میں شیدا مگر اے نبی آپ کا ہوں میں شیدا صلی علی سیدنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی علی سیدنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
I would like to now invite our chief and honorable guest, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahib, to come forward and render some advice to us. And I would also like to say Jazakumullah khair wa sallam jaza to him for taking out his valuable time and attending this congregation and allowing us the opportunity to benefit from his advices. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the best of rewards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us the opportunity to benefit from his words and his advices. Jazakumullah khair wa sallam jaza. Just a further reminder as well for those individuals, for those of us who were not present before, that brothers are kindly requested not to do any videography, photography, take any videos, and respect the wishes of our akabirin. Jazakumullah khair wa sallam jaza. Brothers are requested to just move forward, make space for the brothers at the back. There's some space on the right hand side over here as well. Fill in the gaps, brothers, please, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور ليوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله إنه غفور شكور صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله. Indeed, those people who recite the book of Allah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ and established salah, وَأَنْفَقُوا and spend مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ from that which we have given to them, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً secretly and openly, يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ. Such people can hope for a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will never make a loss. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. The trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we give Allah something and He will give something else in return, buying and selling. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the method of trading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in return, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. What we as servants have to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recitation of the Qur'an. That is the first thing, recitation of the Qur'an. So we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recitation of the Qur'an. And in order to recite the Qur'an, we will first have to learn to recite the Qur'an. And alhamdulillah, during our childhood, we all take admission in the makatib, in the evening madaris, and we learn how to recite the Qur'an. And after learning how to recite the Qur'an, we need to recite the Qur'an. Because this is what we have to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get some return. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. So those people who recite the Qur'an, who recite the Qur'an on a regular basis, not only during maktab time, once they learn how to recite the Qur'an, they continue to recite the Qur'an on a daily basis. So indeed those people who recite the Qur'an, number two, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and who establish salah. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, and who spend from the wealth that we have given to them, secretly, openly. So they recite the Quran, they establish salah, and they spend for my pleasure, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً. Such people can hope for a trade. Such people can have this hope that alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I am trading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have reached that status where I am able to somewhat have some hope that Alhamdulillah, I am trading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they can hope for a trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lan tabur, that will never make a loss. It will definitely be profitable. So three things we have to do. Recite the Quran, establish salah, and spend in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or in causes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, openly and secretly. Sometimes spending secretly is more beneficial. Sometimes spending openly is more beneficial. A person who has ikhlas, sincerity, and who does not have fear of riya, very pious people, very pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have gone through the process of tazkiyah, the purification of the heart, who have no fear of riya creeping into their hearts, such people should spend openly, so that they will become an example for other people to emulate. So as a result of them spending openly, other people will also spend. So they will become a cause and means of other people spending. So they will get double reward. Reward for their own spending and reward for becoming a means and cause for other people spending. So for such people, spending openly is more rewarding. It's more better. And for people with low level of iman, people who have not passed through the process of tazkiyah, purification of the heart, who fear riya, who fear that riya may creep in, for them spending secretly is more beneficial. Because by spending secretly, they will be able to safeguard their amal from riya, and as a result, their amal will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the apparent words, we understand that we have to give only three things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah, tilawat of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quranul Majid. Number two, establishing salah, performing five times salah regularly. On its mustahab time for men with jamaat, with khushu, khudu, with sunan, mustahabbat and adab of salah. This is establishing salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say in the Quran, those people who perform salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also does not say performance of salah. Both of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, use the word iqamah, iqamatus salah, iqamus salah. Buniyal islamu ala khams, shahadati an la ilaha illallah, wa anna muhammadan rasulullah, wa iqamis salah, iqamis salah. الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتقيم الصلاة. So Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do not say you should perform salah. They do not say that from the fundamental pillars of Islam one is to perform salah. They say establishing salah is one of the fundamental pillars of Islam. Muslims should establish salah. Those people who read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establish salah. So there is a difference between performing salah and establishing salah. Establishing salah means performing salah, performing the five times salah regularly on their mustahab time with jamaat, making sure that you are mindful of all the sunan, mustahabbat, and the adab of salah. This is iqamatu salah. So those people who read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establish salah and spend secretly, openly from that which we have given to them, from that wealth which we have given to them, they can hope for a trade. Now they can have hopes that alhamdulillah, I am trading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah this trade will never make a loss because Allah says so. It will not make a loss. And if this trade does not make a loss, what will be the result? لَيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. This will be the result. This is what Allah will give now. Lam, لَيُوَفِّيَهُمْ. Lam is for aqibat. What will be the result? The result now. لَيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of this trade, will give them their reward in full. Allah will give them their reward in full. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them increase. So Allah will give them their reward in full. So whatever is promised, for example, if you read one verse from the Quran, مَنْ قَرَى حَرْفًا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنَةٌ وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِأَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. For reciting one letter from the glorious Quran, one letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant 10 rewards. So this is giving their reward in full. So Allah will give 10 rewards. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them increase through His fadl. Allah will give them something more, mazid, extra. And those people who trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not need to worry. When we trade with somebody in this world, then we worry. We worry that he has promised me 1,000 pounds in return. He has promised me 1,000 pounds. And he may turn around tomorrow and say, I'm only giving you 900 pounds. But he may say, I will give you 1,000 pounds after a month now. I don't have it at the moment. I didn't tell you earlier, but I'm sorry. Or he may say, I will give you 500 now, 500 later on. And then he may give 100 today, 100 tomorrow, 100 after 2 months. And after reaching 900, he may say, I don't want to give the remaining 100. There is always that fear. And another fear is that when I will give the other party goods from my side, he may turn down and say, well, we agreed a price of 1,000 pounds, but the quality doesn't seem right. So I won't discount. I will only give you 800 pounds, 900 pounds. Take it or leave it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innahu ghafurun shakur. Innahu ghafur. He is all forgiving. So when you give your goods to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a trader, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not find faults in what you give him, because he is all forgiving. So he will accept anything that you give him, as long as you are sincere. And he will not ask for discount or anything, because he is shakur. He is very appreciative. When his servant carries out a deed for him full of sincerity, he is appreciative. And because he is appreciative, he will not only give the due reward, he will وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. He will give extra also. This is the gist of these two verses from the glorious Quran. Now let us go in some depth of these two verses, so that we can benefit from these two verses and we can make some resolutions today. A gathering without resolutions is useless. So each and every person needs to make resolutions. Resolution number one, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those people who continually recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis, daily. They recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. So from Shawwal to Shaban, they recite a portion from the glorious Quran on a daily basis. And in Ramadan or Mubarak, they increase this portion. Our mashayikh, our ulama, they have made it very easy for us. They say that the huffaz should recite a minimum of 3 juz on a daily basis, majority of which should be by heart. The huffaz, those who are huffaz of the Quran, they should recite a minimum of 3 juz on a daily basis. Majority of these 3 juz should be by heart. And the non-huffaz should recite 1 juz on a daily basis. Non-huffaz, they have to make effort. They have to perform wudu. Without wudu, they cannot touch the Quran. So they will have to perform wudu. They will have to sit down for the duration of the recitation because they cannot recite the Quran by heart. So the time it will take them to recite 1 juz, in that same time the huffaz will be able to recite 3 juz because they are able to recite without wudu also. They will not have to sit down in a place and take out time to recite the Quran. They will be able to recite the Quran whilst driving. They will be able to recite the Quran whilst waiting for a cup of tea. They will be able to recite the Quran whilst working. It is said regarding Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, that she had 100 maids who were all huffaz of the Quran. So in her palace, she had 100 maids in the ladies section. She had 100 maids who used to work for her from morning till evening. She had 100 maids who were all huffaz of the Quran, and they would recite the Quran whilst working. And those people on the men's side, they would be able to hear the buzzing sounds of the recitation of the Quran, and because they would not know what's happening on the other side, they would assume that honey bees are buzzing on the other side. 100 maids, huffaz of the Quran, and continually reciting the Quran. And you would hear the humming noise, the buzzing noise from the other side. 100 huffaz if they are reciting with a lower tone. Our dear huffaz, the young huffaz, when they graduate, there are many huffaz who are sat here, mashallah. Huffaz older, in their 60s, in their 50s, in their 40s, they also know as well that when we graduated, majority of us go through a process of revision. Revision for 6 months, revision for one year. And as a result of this revision, the Quran sets into our hearts and minds very firmly. And we are able to recite the Quran. We are able to recite 1 juz, 2 juz, 3 juz, 4 juz without any difficulty. And nowadays, alhamdulillah, many huffaz attempt to recite the whole Quran in one go. Whole Quran in one go. They start in the morning and they finish in the evening. They only have break for food or their natural needs and performance of salah. And they are able to complete the whole Quran without a single mistake. Some make 30 mistakes, some make 50 mistakes, some make 25 mistakes. 30 mistakes is zero mistake. 30 mistakes in one Quran in one go is zero. Even 40 mistakes is zero. 50 mistakes is zero. But you find not one odd here and there, you find dozens of huffaz who are able to recite the whole Quran in one go without a single mistake. And I know some huffaz at the Islamic Dawah Academy. They are in Alim class, not Hibs class. There is a difference between reciting the whole Quran after revision in the Hibs class and reciting the whole Quran when you are in your second year of Alim class, third year of Alim class, fourth year of Alim class, fifth year of Alim class, and in Dore Hadith, sixth year of Alim class. I personally know my students who study at the Islamic Dawah Academy who attempt to read the whole Quran in one go. At the Islamic Dawah Academy, we encourage our students, even if they have not committed, Hibs at the Islamic Dawah Academy, once they take enrollment in the Alim class, we encourage them. It's not compulsory, encourage them. And alhamdulillah, many attempt. Every year, between 30 to 40 students attempt to read the whole Quran in one go. And majority of them complete the Quran with mistakes less than 15. So there have been students who have recited the Quran for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, consecutively every year, the whole Quran in one go, Alim class, without a single mistake. So when we complete the Quran, when we go through the process of revision, we are able to read the whole Quran in one go. And if we don't attempt, then at least 5 juz in one go, 4 juz in one go, 3 juz in one go, alhamdulillah. 99% of us have gone through this process and we were able to recite 3 juz, 4 juz, 5 juz in one go. We were able to lead the Taraweeh without much effort in the month of Ramadan. And what happens after 10 years? What happens after 15 years? What happens after 20 years? If I can say it bluntly, after 15, 20 years, we are Hafiz no more. We are Hafiz only in the eyes of the public. We ourselves know I am not Hafiz of the Quran because I have forgotten the Quran. We ourselves and Allah knows that we are not Hafiz of the Quran. So if we have forgotten the Quran and we die tomorrow and we are resurrected, whether we will be punished or not, that's a separate matter. But we will not be rewarded for being a Hafiz because we are not Hafiz. We are not Huffaz of the Quran. If a person has memorized the whole Quran and then without any valid Shari'i reason he forgets the whole Quran and he is resurrected on the day of Qiyamah as a non-Hafiz, why should he be rewarded? What is the difference between a Hafiz who memorizes the whole Quran and then forgets the Quran and a person who has not memorized the Quran? There is no difference. So you have a person who was not a Hafiz of the Quran, he is resurrected as a non-Hafiz, and you have another person who is Hafiz of the Quran and he is also resurrected as a non-Hafiz. What is the difference between the two on the day of Qiyamah? Why should this person expect any reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In fact, there is a big difference between the two. The one who has never memorized the Quran, he will not be questioned. Whereas the person who has memorized the Quran and thereafter he forgot the Quran will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For neglecting this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For rejecting this great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those of us who have forgotten the Quran, let us make this resolution today that inshallah I will take out some time on a weekly basis. In the initial stages, weekly basis, every Saturday, Sunday. Take out 2 days. Find a friend, Hafiz, or your Ustad, or your local Imam, or find an Alim, Hafiz, who will listen to your Quran and begin with a simple effort. 3 verses, 4 verses, 5 verses, 1 ruku, quarter, 3 quarter, whatever you are able to do on a weekly basis. And if you are able to increase it to a daily basis, 5 days a week, and take Saturday, Sunday off, alhamdulillah. And if you are able to continue 7 days a week, alhamdulillah. It will seem difficult in the initial stages. But inshallah, Allah's help will come with you. Continue repenting, continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for the mistake that you have made, and continue learning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within months will enlighten your heart with the words of the Quran again. Please, I implore you, please, all the huffaz who have forgotten the Quran, make a start. And if you continue with this effort for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and you are unable to retrieve the Quran again, at least you will be able to answer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I tried. I repented and I tried until my last breath. But it will not come to that. Within 1 year, inshallah, you will have some grip over the Quran. And those of us who know the Quran, those of us who know the Quran is firm in our memory. We have just memorized the Quran a few months ago or a few years ago, and we are still able to recite the Quran. Let us follow this advice of our mashayikh. Read 3 juz on a daily basis, majority of which should be by heart. Whilst going to the college, returning from the college, whilst going to the school, returning from school, whilst preparing for school, whilst going from one class to the other class, when performing 4 rakat sunnah, go a bit early for Zohar Salat. And in Taraweeh, how much do we recite in 4 rakat? Quarter. So read quarter in the 4 rakat of sunnah. Read quarter in 2 rakat sunnah, 2 rakat nafal after Zohar. As a result, you will connect to the Quran and connect to the masjid also. And when a person connects to the Quran, which is the word of Allah, and when a person connects to the masjid, which is the house of Allah, he automatically connects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So daily 3 juz, minimum daily 3 juz. 3 juz inshallah. And those who find 3 juz difficult, 3 juz, read 1.5 twice. And if you find that difficult too, then read 1 juz thrice. And if that is difficult too, then read half a juz 6 times. And if that is difficult too, then before going to sleep at night, learn quarter and read that quarter 11 times during the day. And if you continue with this cycle, after 6 months, you will be able to do the same with half juz. You will be able to recite half juz before going to sleep, and the following day you will be able to recite it 5 times. And if you continue with this cycle for 6 months, you will soon find that now you are able to recite 1.5 juz twice. And if you continue with this cycle, then you will notice that now I am able to recite 3 juz without looking into the Quran. So this is the first thing that we have to do in order to trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah. Indeed, those people who read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 3 juz for the huffaz, 1 juz for the non-huffaz. And I am conceding now. If we are very busy, if we are very, very busy, very busy or very lazy, either of the two, busy or lazy, these are the 2 things that prevent us from carrying out good deeds. If we are very busy or if we are lazy, then instead of 3, 2 juz. Instead of 2, 1 juz for huffaz. With the intention of increasing to 3 juz. And the non-huffaz, if we are very busy or very lazy, and 1 juz is difficult, then 3 quarter. If not 3 quarter, then half. If not half, then quarter. If not quarter, then 1 ruku or 1 page with the intention of taking it up to 1 juz. Let us begin, but from today, not from tomorrow, from today. Inshallah, everybody make intention, inshallah. We will read the Quran on a regular basis. And the Quran is Mubarak. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ. Quran is Mubarak. Quran is full of barakah. And the one who connects to the Quran will become full of barakah as well. And when a person becomes full of barakah, Allah will make his dunya full of barakah, his akhirat full of barakah. His memory will become even more powerful. Allah will give barakah to his memory. Allah will give barakah in his time. In the initial stages, somehow you are squeezing that one ruku somewhere. One ruku only. I don't have time. As a result of this one ruku, after 3 months, Allah will put barakah in your time and you will be able to recite quarter juz. And if you continue with your quarter juz, then Allah will put barakah and you will be able to recite one juz. Half a juz, three quarter juz, one juz. And the non-huffaz will find themselves reciting more than one juz. I have come across in my life non-huffaz who used to complete the whole Quran every second or third day. Because Allah had put barakah in the time. When we hear the great feats of our pious predecessors, that they used to recite the whole Quran on a daily basis. Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa. Imagine his busy schedule. Round the clock, Khalifa. He is looking after the affairs of the whole Muslim Ummah. Both Dini and Dunyavi. So he must be very, very busy. But on a daily basis, he used to complete one Quran. One Quran on a daily basis. Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, another great Sahabi. He used to complete the whole Quran on a daily basis. Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan, rahimahullah ta'ala, for 20 years continuously without fail, he completed the whole Quran daily. Abu Bakr ibn Iyash, rahimahullah ta'ala, the great muhaddis, on a daily basis for 60 years, he completed the whole Quran. Sayyid bin Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, his ma'mul was to complete the whole Quran on a daily basis. Daily basis. And one day, one of his friends met him, and when he spoke to Sayyid bin Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, he realized that Sayyid bin Jubair is stuttering and there is something wrong with his tongue. So he said, "Everything okay? Stroke? No? Everything fine?" He said, "Yes, everything is fine." He said, "Why are you stuttering?" So he said, "My tongue feels heavy today because I recited the Quran yesterday more than I usually do. I recited the Quran yesterday more than I usually do, so strain came upon my tongue and the tongue has become tired, heavy." So the questioner said that, "How much do you recite daily?" He said, "One Quran. One Quran daily, and yesterday I recited more than I regularly recite." So if a person says that I recite the whole Quran daily on a regular basis, but yesterday I recited more than my regular practice, what would you assume? Daily a person recites 30 juz, 30 siparas, and he says that yesterday I recited more. So what would come to your mind? 35 juz, 5 juz extra. Maybe 40 juz, 20 juz, 10 juz extra. Maybe 50 juz, 20 juz extra. So he said, "How much did you recite more yesterday?" He said, one and a half more. So daily I recite 30 juz. Yesterday I recited 70 juz. And as a result of reciting 70 juz, my tongue has become heavy. The same Sayyid bin Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, once he entered the Kaaba, and following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, emulating our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stood at that place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed 2 rakat upon entry into Kaaba with the intention of performing 2 rakat. And normally when a person goes in Kaaba, he quickly comes out because other people want to come also. But when he began Allahu Akbar, he began reciting from Suratul Baqarah. And he continued reciting. He completed the whole Quran in the first rakat. So when we hear of these feats, we think to ourselves that how is it possible for a person to complete the whole Quran on a daily basis for 20 years, for 60 years? No, it's not possible. Or it's possible, but that must be his only occupation. No family, retired, no one to look after, no teaching, no imam, nothing. No, my friends, no. They were busy like us, more busier than we were. Then how was it possible for them to recite? Because Quran is Mubarak. They may have also started with 4 Jews, 5 Jews in the initial stages. And then slowly, through the barakah of the Quran, the barakah increased in their lives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for them to recite the whole Quran on a daily basis. Daily basis, the whole Quran. Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati, rahimahullah ta'ala, one of the greatest qurra that the world had seen. I personally heard from my beloved teacher, Hadrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Mutala Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala. He said to me that Sheikh Huzaifi has benefited from Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati rahmatullahi alayhi. He has taken lessons from Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati rahmatullahi alayhi, because he resided in Madina Munawwara in the latter stages of his life. He passed away in Madina Munawwara and he is buried in Madina Munawwara in Jannatul Baqi. Great Qari. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati rahmatullahi alayhi. He was well versed in all the 10 qiraat. And it was his habit in the month of Ramadan that when he used to perform Salatul Isha in a masjid. And he would go to any masjid unannounced where his student is leading the Tarawih. So he would go to any masjid unannounced. In a masjid where one of his students is leading Tarawih. And he would perform 20 rakat Tarawih behind his students with the intention of Nafla Salah. Because he himself would lead his own Tarawih. So he used to first perform 20 rakat with the intention of Nafla Salah in a masjid behind one of his students. So every student used to remain on his toes because he was unaware when Qari Sahib would turn up. And he was so firm in his Quran that he would listen to 5-6 qurra reciting the Quran in one go with different qiraat. And if any one of them used to make a mistake, he used to immediately catch him. And because he used to sleep very less during the night, sometimes the student would notice that he is sleeping in the class. He is sleeping like this. But as soon as a student used to make a mistake, he would immediately catch his mistake. Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati rahmatullahi alayhi. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullahu Ta'ala. I heard him directly from him. He said to me when he was talking about Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati one day, he said that Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati rahmatullahi alayhi, I have seen him, I have observed him, and I have seen the miracle of the Quran through Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati rahmatullahi alayhi. He said he was a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran was so firm that he would, if he was asked to just read the first word of every ayat, Alhamdu. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alhamdu Ar-Rahman Maliki Iyaka. Then he would go through the whole Quran just reading the first word of every ayat like Suratul Fatiha. And if he was asked to go through the whole Quran whilst reciting only the last word of every ayat, he would go through the whole Quran just like Suratul Fatiha. He was able to recite the Quran from behind. Subhanallah. Qari Fatha Muhammad Panipati rahmatullahi. So after performing Tarawih with the intention of Nafla Salah in the masjid, he would come to his madrasa or his place where he used to lead Tarawih, and then he would lead his Tarawih with a few people behind, interested people, and on a daily basis he would read 10 juz in Tarawih. And he would complete the whole Quran 10 times in Tarawih during the month of Ramadan, completing all 10 different qiraat. And his top student, Qari Rahim Baksh Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, who was
the Ustadul Qurra, and who was a great Qari in his time, Khalifa of Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And he was the teacher of Qiraat in Khairul Madaris Multan. And very famous, very well known. So full time he used to teach in Khairul Madaris, and students used to come from all over Pakistan, and they would say, Hazrat, please take out some time for me, because I did not get admission in the madrasa. Take out some time for me. So Hazrat would say, okay, you come after Maghrib Salat, you come before Isha Salat, you come after Isha Salat, you come before Tahajjud, you come after Tahajjud. And sometimes when he used to become very busy, he would say, the only time I have is when I am performing wudu. So you come when I am performing wudu. Whilst I am performing wudu, you recite the Quran. And sometimes he would say that the only time I have is when I am going to the masjid or madrasa from my home. So when I am walking to the madrasa, you start reciting the Quran. And then you wait for me, or you come back later. When I am returning home, you recite the Quran. This is how students used to read the Quran. Such a busy person. What was his mamul of recitation? Because some of you may say, you are talking about Sayyid bin Jubair, Tabi'i. You are talking about Usman ibn Affan, radiyallahu anhu, Sahabi. I'm talking about those mashayikh now who passed away only 20, 30 years ago. And there are dozens of people in the world who had seen these personalities. Qari Rahim Bakhsh Sahib rahimahullahu ta'ala, despite his busy schedule, was reciting 20 juz daily as his mamul of the Quran. 20 juz daily. Allah puts barakah. Allah puts barakah. So begin. Let's have a humble beginning. And inshallah, this humble beginning will become a great, great ending, inshallah. So three juz, huffaz, inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah. Those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Thereafter, wa aqamu salah. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. The trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only three amal. The trade with Allah is those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice the whole deen. And practice the whole deen, instead of saying practice the whole deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose two great ibadat. Great ibadat. Salat is a very great ibadat, and infaq fi sabirillah is a very great ibadat. You will find in the Quran on many places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions alif lam mim dhalikal kitabu la rayba fi hudal lil muttaqin alladhina yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. These two are the greatest signs of a complete Muslim and complete mu'min. So if a person has five times salat in his life, and a person is spending frequently, secretly, and openly, that is a sign that he is a complete mu'min, complete believer. So he is following the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people will go in the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What has landed you in the fire of Jahannam? They will not say that we did not follow the deen of Allah. They will say, لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. They will say two things we were not doing. We were not performing salah and we were not feeding the poor. That means we were not spending. So these two are great signs of a person being a perfect believer and a jannati. And if a person does not have these two things, no salat in his life, or not regular with salat, not establishing salah, not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is a sign that he is incomplete. So by mentioning these two great signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that those people who recite the Quran and follow the whole deen, follow the whole deen. And in order to follow the whole deen, we will have to understand the Quran. So innal ladhina yatluna kitab Allah, indeed those people who read the kitab and thereafter understand the kitab, understand the message of the kitab, and thereafter follow the whole deen. This is the trade we have to make with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read the Quran, and if we are ulama, then we understand the Quran. We understand the Quran. The ulama after graduation should begin from Alhamdu. And on a daily basis, one verse, two verses, three verses, four verses. Read with tadabbur. Read with tadabbur. There are ulama who will be able to recite three juz with tadabbur. So they will be able to do both things simultaneously. There may be ulama who are weak. Who are weak because academically they have not been able to serve the ummah. They were not given opportunity to teach in a madrasa. And 10 years, 15 years, 20 years just has passed away. And now they have forgotten the tafsir. Then they should start two things. One is recitation of the Quran. So recite the Quran three juz every day. And recitation of the Quran with tadabbur, understanding. And one ruku every day. Or a few ayat every day. One ayat every day. Two ayats every day. So recite the Quran, understand the Quran. Ulama will be able to understand the Quran themselves. And non-ulama, they will sit in the company of the ulama. In the programs of durus of the Quran. If it is available in our local masjid, then we participate there. If it is not available, we go to masjid of another locality. And if it is not available in our city, we go to another city. Those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyid bin Jubair, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was in Kufa. And the distance between Kufa and Basra is 277 miles or kilometers. It will take approximately 5 days. 5 days to travel. So Sayyid bin Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala, he came across a verse in the glorious Quran and he had a question. He had a question in my mind regarding that verse. Great alim, he did not just put it aside. He tried to solve it. He contacted other ulama in Kufa. But he was not able to find the answer. So he knew that Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is in Basra. So immediately he put everything aside just to solve this one question. Great alim. He could have left it for 2 months. He could have left it for 2 years. But no, immediately. And he traveled from Kufa to Basra just to find a solution to this one answer regarding one ayat of the Quran. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, رُبَّمَا تَعْلَاتُ عَلَى الْآيَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ مِئَةَ تَفْسِيرَةٍ. Sometimes in order to understand one verse of the Quran, I had to study 100 tafsir. I had to go through 100 tafsir books. Then I would feel comfortable. And further he says that even after looking, referring to 100 books of tafsir, if I was not able to find an answer, then I would go into a masjid which is not habited, inhabited masjid. Sometimes you have a masjid in the jungle where there was a locality at some point and then everybody moved away and that masjid is just left alone, remote place, dusty masjid. And he says that I used to roll over in that masjid and make myself dusty so that in that condition Allah may have mercy towards me. And after becoming dusty in that remote place in the jungle, I used to turn to Allah and I used to beseech Him, Ya Muallima Adam wa Ibrahim, Allimni, Ya Mufahima Sulaiman, Fahimni. Oh, the teacher of Adam and Ibrahim, teach me, please teach me. Ya Mufahima Sulaiman, oh, the one who gave understanding to Sulaiman, Fahimni, give me understanding of this verse. This is how important understanding the Quran was to them. And nowadays, go to those masajid where Darse Quran takes place. Even the so-called religious people are not prepared to sit down for 20 minutes. The least number of people you will find in the masajid sitting in programs is the program of Darse of the Quran and Darse of the Hadith. Darse of the Quran, 5 people, 10 people. Darse of the Hadith, 5 people, 10 people. Sometimes when young ulama come to meet me and I ask them, do you hold the Darse Quran program in your masjid? And they say, yes. I say, how many people? I say, 10 people. Oh, mashallah. I become so happy. I get elated. 10 people, mashallah.
10 people in your dar say Quran, subhanallah. That's how happy I feel. Because three people, you ask 5 people, 10 people. This alim is taking out time every week. He is studying various tafasir and he is exerting effort to make us understand what Allah wants from us, what is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are not prepared to understand it.
So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, those people who recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the book on a daily basis. And again, I am emphasizing, the more you recite, the more barakah you will acquire in your dini matters and dunyavi matters.
Hafiz Ziya Maqdisi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Hafiz Ziya Maqdisi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. One of his students says that Hafiz Ziya Maqdisi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, either he advised somebody or somebody advised him, Hafiz Ziya Maqdisi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that recite the Quran on a regular basis. Why? He said, if you recite the Quran on a regular basis, Allah will grant you barakah. So this student says that I have experienced it myself.
He says that whenever I used to recite the Quran more, I used to get more opportunities of acquiring ahadith from the muhaddithin. And the day I used to recite the Quran less, I used to get less opportunities of acquiring the ahadith. In those days, they did not have madaris and syllabus like we have. In those days, a student would travel from Batley to Leicester, for example. And in Leicester, there is a muhaddith. A student would travel from Leicester to Batley because there is a mufassir. And you had to discuss with him that I have come from Leicester, I have come from India, I have come from China, I have come from Spain, and I want to acquire a hadith from you. Please, can you allocate some time for me? He would say, no, I'm very busy. Too many students are coming. Come after 1 month, come after 2 months. Sometimes he would say, okay, every day after Isha. And after Isha, sometimes he would say, no, today I'm busy, come tomorrow. Sometimes he would say, okay, sit down, and for half an hour he would teach. And sometimes he would teach for 3-4 hours. So this muhaddith says that when I used to read the Quran more, my teacher used to teach me more. And the day I used to read the Quran less, my teacher used to teach me less. Barakah. Barakah, my friends. Quran is barakah. If you want barakah in your health, read the Quran more. If you want barakah in your wealth, read the Quran more. If you want barakah in your life, read the Quran more. If you want barakah in your happiness, read the Quran more. If you want barakah in your honor, read the Quran more. If you want barakah in your ilm, read the Quran more. If you want barakah in your husne khatima, read the Quran more. If you want barakah in your wilayat taqwa, read the Quran more. Reciting the Quran is the key to barakah in each and everything, worldly and ukhrawi.
So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, recite the Quran. Number two, thereafter understand the Quran through authentic sources. And number three, follow whatever you learn, follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
From amongst them, the most important is إِقَامَةِ salah and infaq fi sabilillah, spending in the path of Allah. Such people can hope for a trade. They can hope for a trade from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will never make a loss. Never. لَنْ تَبُورْ. Never make a loss. It will never crash.
So what will be the result of this trade? لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give their reward in full. So whatever we deserve, whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised for following the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant us in full. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And Allah will give extra also through His fadl. I'm concluding now. What is this extra? وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. What is this extra? Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are various interpretations of the Mufassirin. I will just quote a couple of them. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant more. Allah will grant extra. So all our salat, we have been given its reward. All our fasting, we have been given reward. Every tilawat, we have been given reward. Our zikr, we have been given reward. So reward will be in full, penny to penny, reward to reward, ajr to ajr. And thereafter Allah will say, this is our trade, finish now. You have given me something, I have given you something. And as I said earlier, innahu ghafurun shakur. If there is any fault in our ibadat, Allah will not decrease because He is all forgiving. And innahu shakur, he is more appreciative. Qadardan, Allah is Qadardan. So he will not give us only what is due to us, he will give us extra. And what is this extra? What is this extra? One interpretation is, wa yazidahum min fadlihi, is Allah subhanahu, I will just suffice on one interpretation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will complete this trade and he will say, okay, this is your full reward, now you go in Jannat. So full reward, any shortcomings forgiven, full reward given, appreciative, so now go in Jannat. When he will be about to go in Jannat, Allah will call him again and Allah will say that I want to give you mazid from my fadl, I want to give you extra. What is extra? So Allah will say that how will you enjoy your Jannah without your dear and near ones? Your father doesn't deserve Jannah because of his bad life. Your mother doesn't deserve Jannah. Your children don't deserve Jannah. Your wife doesn't deserve Jannah. Your husband doesn't deserve Jannah. All your dear and near ones. How will you enjoy in Jannah without your dear and near ones? So this mazid is, take all your dear and near ones. I have forgiven all of them. لِيُوَفِيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant as a result of reciting the Quran and as a result of understanding the Quran, as a result of following the Quran, following the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will grant us entry into Jannah and inshallah all our dear and near ones. So please, I urge all of you, first myself and then all of you, connect yourself to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, inshallah, we will become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And mashallah, these huffaz who are completing the Quran today, alhamdulillah, there is a lot of virtue for completing the Quran. But you are becoming Quran today, remain hafiz of the Quran. You are completing the Quran today, make sure that you retain it to memory until you breathe your last. Until you breathe your last. Until you breathe your last. There was a very big alim, I cannot recall his name. He suddenly felt that this is my final moment. He just felt it. He was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe, that I don't think so, I'm going to live long. Sometimes you come across people who are healthy and who say, I don't think so, I'm going to live for long. And it comes true. So he felt, so suddenly he was connected to the Quran, so he thought to himself that if I'm going to die soon, then I want to die whilst reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he started reciting from Suratul Fatiha. But he was fit and healthy. Nothing was wrong with him. Or maybe he was a little bit unwell. Nothing life-threatening. But he himself believed that I'm going to die. I'm going to die. So he began reciting from Suratul Fatiha. He completed quarter juz, half a juz, one juz, two juz, three juz, four juz. This is all happening in one go. He is on the bed or somewhere sitting. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. This thought did not leave him that I don't think so, I'm going to die. No, I'm going to die and I need to continue reciting the Quran. And he began reciting Surah Taha. He's in the 16th juz now. 16th juz. And he is reciting Surah Taha, story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Mount of Tur. And whilst communicating, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I have come, I have hastened towards you. I have come quickly towards you. O Allah, I have hastened towards you. O my Rabb, فَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ. O my Rabb, I have hastened towards you, لِتَرْضَى, so that you may become happy. So he recited from Suratul Fatiha all the way to this verse, and so meaningful. When he recited, فَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى, that is when his ruh departed. He went into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after reciting this verse, فَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى. If we are connected to the glorious Quran, inshallah, we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst with the Quran. So the huffaz, those who are completing today, I congratulate them, their teachers, their madrasa, and their parents, their families, everybody connected to them. I congratulate the whole ummah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. In this day, in 2025, we get young people who are completing the whole Quran, mashallah, by memory. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam, duniya bhar ke dino mein, wahan mazhab kitabo mein, yahan Quran sino mein. Why should Islam not be distinguished from amongst the religions of the world? There, the Quran is in the, there the religious books, there the religion is in the books. Their religion is not in their lives. The religion is in the books. And here the Quran is in the hearts of the people. And this gives us hope. This gives us hope that alhamdulillah, Islam is the true religion. Because it is not possible for a young child who doesn't even understand Arabic to memorize the whole Quran. Musalmano na ghabrao, khuda ki shan baki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baki hai. Quran is thriving. Islam is thriving. So Islam must be the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is, alhamdulillah. It is. It will reign till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant acceptance to the huffaz. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the tawfiq. We have memorized the Quran. Keep it to memory. Now try to take admission in alim class and try to understand the meaning of the Quran with the intention of practicing the Quran and propagating the talim of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you the torch bearers of Islam in the future. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your efforts, efforts of your parents, efforts of your teachers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah in this madrasa Mahmudiya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect it from all evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this madrasa, all madaris, very firm on the path of our Salafi Salihin, our Akabir. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthen the shadows of Hazrat Mufti Musa Bajaj Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, and Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rauf Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, and other young shuyukh, younger than them, who are in this gathering, and the ulama. And may we all benefit from such mashaykh who are luminaries, who are gems, and who are difficult to find. Please benefit from them. I say to the young people also, if Mufti Musa Bajaj Sahib Rahim Damat Barakatuhum, if Maulana Abdul Rauf Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, other such great ulama convene majalis, and if they are speaking in Urdu or Gujarati, still participate, because it is their sohbah that will benefit you. It is the sohbah. I personally, at the moment, while I'm speaking, alhamdulillah, my health has not been too well lately, and I was very exhausted today as well. But alhamdulillah, with such a flow, I have spoken today, alhamdulillah. Without any preparation, the Qari recited this verse, and I thought, let me just expand on this verse, alhamdulillah. So I believe from the depth of my heart that this is the barakah of these akabir, and it is their faiz that has benefited me, and as a result, I was able to say these words. So benefit from pious ulama, sit in their company, go into the gatherings of the zikr, go in there. Whether you understand it, just sit in there, because the fuyuz from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon their hearts, and from heart to heart it will come to your also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ismail sab niche ke baithe acha nahi lagta hai
tashreef lai. I would like to now invite the Huffaz who have completed the Holy Quran, and first of all I would like to invite Hafiz Muawiyah bin Hafiz Zubair Dawrat to come forward and complete from the verses of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Next I would like to invite Hafiz Muhammad bin Ibrahim. See that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Next, I would like to invite Hafiz Muhammad bin Hafiz Firoz Yusuf Kadia.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Next, I would like to invite Hafiz Umar bin Hafiz Firoz Yusuf Kadia.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Next, I would like to invite Hafiz Muhammad bin Maulana Abdullah Dabelia.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله جزاكم الله إن شاء الله the students now will complete their dastarbandi where they will be made to wear the amama inshallah and after that inshallah the dua will take place and once the dua is completed inshallah the food is also being prepared for all of the guests and inshallah further instructions will be given after the dua
दामाद है तो आप ही की बात मानेंगे हमारी तो सुनवाई होगी नहीं اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. ربنا اغفر لنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم عيننا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم عيننا على تلاوة كتابك وكثرة الذكر لك والشكر لك. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن. اللهم اهدنا بفضلك فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعلها اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك الشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك الشوق إلى لقائك.
اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا والحقنا بالرفيق الأعلى. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم بعيد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما بقيتنا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مسيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم اجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم اجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا یسر و سہولت کا عفو عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا معاملہ فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. الہ العالمین ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما، چھوٹے بڑے ہر قسم کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، چھوٹے بڑے ہر قسم کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، چھوٹے بڑے ہر قسم کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ہمارے یہ اٹھے ہوئے ہاتھ گناہوں سے گندے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہماری زبانیں گناہوں سے گندی ہیں. الہ العالمین ہماری آنکھیں گناہوں سے گندی ہیں. الہ العالمین کان گناہوں سے گندے ہیں. الہ العالمین جسم کا رواں رواں گناہوں سے گندا ہے، بال بال گناہوں سے گندے ہیں. یا ارحم الراحمین معاف فرما دے، معاف فرما دے. الہ العالمین معاف فرما دے. ختم قرآن تکمیل حفظ قرآن کی برکت سے، صلحہ کی الہ العالمین معیت کی برکت سے الہ العالمین ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہمیں معاف فرما دے، ہمیں معاف. اے اللہ ہم آپ کی بارگاہ میں توبہ کرتے ہیں الہ العالمین، ندامت کے ساتھ توبہ کرتے ہیں، آئندہ گناہ نہ کرنے کا عزم کرتے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم سارے گناہوں کو چھوڑ چکے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم آپ سے وعدہ کرتے ہیں کوئی گناہ نہیں کریں گے. الہ العالمین ہماری توبہ قبول فرما، توبہ قبول فرما، توبہ قبول فرما. اس توبہ کو دائمی بنا دے، اسے دوام نصیب فرما، اس پر استقامت عطا فرما، شیطان اور نفس کے مقائد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ اپنی رضا کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے. الہ العالمین اپنی رضا کے دائمی فیصلے فرما دے. الہ العالمین جہنم سے حفاظت اور جنت میں داخلے کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. الہ العالمین حسن خاتمہ کا دائمی فیصلہ فرما دے. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین جن بچوں نے آج حفظ قرآن کی تکمیل کی ہے ان سب کو بے انتہا قبول فرما، ان سب کو قبول فرما، بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین موت تک قرآن مجید کے ایک ایک حرف کو ان کے سینوں میں محفوظ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ان کو علوم و معارف سے بھی آراستہ فرما. الہ العالمین قرآن مجید کے احکام پر عملی زندگی انہیں نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما، علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما، علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین انہیں امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما، امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما، امت کی قیادت کے لیے قبول فرما، دین کی حفاظت دین کی اشاعت کے لیے قبول فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین ان کے ماں باپ کو، ان کے خاندانوں کو، الہ العالمین اس مدرسے کو، ان کے اساتذہ کو، مدرسے کے تمام اساتذہ منتظمین سبھی حضرات کو بے انتہا قبول فرما، بے انتہا قبول فرما، بے انتہا قبول فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اس مدرسے کو حفاظت دین اشاعت دین کا مرکز بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین سلف صالحین کے طریق کی حفاظت کا الہ العالمین مرکز بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین اے ارحم الراحمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم میں جو پریشان حال
حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مصیبت زدا کو عافیت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما, ظاہری باطنی جسمانی روحانی تمام بیماریوں سے نجات عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو بے رشتہ ہیں انہیں نیک رشتہ عطا فرما, جن رشتوں میں رکاوٹیں ہیں انہیں ختم فرما, بے اولاد کو اولاد صالح عطا فرما, اولاد والوں کو اولاد کی طرف سے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جو اولاد اپنے ماں باپ سے روٹھی ہوئی ہے الہ العالمین ماں باپ کے سینوں سے لگا دے. یا ارحم الراحمین جو ماں باپ اپنی اولاد سے پریشان حال ہے الہ العالمین ان کی اولاد کو ماں باپ کے لیے آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا دے. الہ العالمین جو رزق کی تنگی میں مبتلا ہے الہ العالمین انہیں وسعت والی برکت والی روزی عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین جیلوں میں بیٹھے ہوئے انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. مقدمات میں پھنسے ہوئے ہیں الہ العالمین انہیں باعزت رہائی نصیب فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین مسلمانان عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین بالخصوص فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کے حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی قدم قدم پہ نصرتیں فرما, رحمتیں قدم قدم پہ نصرتیں نازل فرما, رحمتیں نازل فرما, برکتیں نازل فرما. الہ العالمین کھانے کا انتظام فرما, پینے کا انتظام فرما, کپڑوں کا انتظام فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین, اے ارحم الراحمین ان کو دل جمعی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین سکون نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین ہمت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کے صبر میں اضافہ فرما. الہ العالمین صبر میں اضافہ فرما. الہ العالمین ظالموں کو نیک ہدایت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اگر ہدایت مقدر نہیں ہے تو الہ العالمین ظالموں کو ختم فرما, ظالموں کو ہاتھوں کو پکڑ لے. الہ العالمین ان کی گردنوں کو مروڑ دے. الہ العالمین آسمان سے ان پر عذاب نازل فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین حضرت جبریل امین کو لشکروں کے ساتھ نازل فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین مدد فرما, مدد فرما. الہ العالمین وہ آپ کے بے سہارا بندے ہیں. الہ العالمین سوائے آپ کے ان کا کوئی ماوا ملجا نہیں, سوائے آپ کے سہارے کے ان کا کوئی سہارا نہیں. الہ العالمین مدد فرما, مدد فرما. الہ العالمین پوری دنیا ان سے منہ موڑ چکی ہے. الہ العالمین ان کی طرف توجہ فرما. الہ العالمین توجہ فرما. الہ العالمین اپنے دین کا بول بالا فرما, اپنے دین کا بول بالا فرما, اپنے دین کا بول بالا فرما. حق کی حفاظت فرما, حق والوں کی حفاظت فرما, حق والوں کی عمروں میں برکت عطا فرما, صلاحیتوں میں, صالحیتوں میں, قابلیتوں میں, قبولیتوں میں برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین دین کا کام جس جس لائن سے جہاں جہاں ہو رہا ہے الہ العالمین سب کو قبول فرما, سب کو ایک دوسرے کا رفیق بنا دے, فریق بننے سے حفاظت فرما, اختلافات انتشارات کو ختم فرما, پوری امت کو حق پر مجتمع فرما, پوری امت کو حق پر مجتمع فرما, پوری امت کو حق پر مجتمع فرما. اے اللہ جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے, جو ہم سے متوقع ہے, جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے, جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں, محبت رکھتے ہیں, خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ, اساتذہ, مشائخ, محبین, محسنین, اہل و عیال, الہ العالمین حاضرین مجلس, شرکائی مجلس, سبھی کے تمام جائز مقاصد کو پورا فرما. مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما, مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما. اللہم کل خیر لکل مسلم و مسلمہ. اللہم انا نسلک من خیر ما سألک منہ نبیک سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, ونعوذ بک من شر ما استعاذ منہ نبیک سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, وانت المستعان وعلیک البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوۃ الا باللہ. اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اے اللہ محض اپنے لطف و کرم سے اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے توفیق, الہ العالمین ان بزرگوں کی برکت سے ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا و مولانا محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین, برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین. سلیمان صاحب کا حملہ بھی سفر ہو گیا, کس طرح کہاں گڑبڑ ہو گئی.
مس کر رہا ہوں ان کا دل پر اثر ہے اس کا رونق لگی
I'd like to just say Jazakumullah khair wa sallam jazatu wa sallam Salim sahab for taking his time out to attend. He's now got a program in Bradford which he needs to attend. So inshallah he's just going to say salam now. Brothers are requested not to try to make mulaqat, and he has to leave. So therefore, inshallah, he will say assalamu alaikum loudly, and brothers are requested just to respond by saying wa alaikum assalam inshallah. Jazakumullah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته استودعكم الله الذي لا تضيع ودائعه في امان الله في امان الله دعاؤں کی درخواست ہے بھائی سب سے
brothers can just make some way inshallah just to make some inshallah disturbance will take place now so The Asatida of the students are requested to come forward. Hafiz Mustafa, Hafiz Maulana Siddiq Sahib, Maulana Shoaib Sahib, Maulana Muneeb Sahib, Maulana Ahmed as well. you can come forward, inshallah. Hafiz Suleiman. Hafiz Suleiman. Asatidah requested to come forward, inshallah. Mawlana Shoaib Sahib, Hafiz Suleiman Sahib, Mamunib. Just a quick announcement, inshallah, food has been prepared for all of the guests. However, food will be taking place in this hall. So there is a bit of a challenge with regards to serving. So if brothers can please go to my left-hand side, inshallah, your right-hand side, so just towards this section of the hall. We'll start by putting the rows down, and then you may need to move to the other side. If you can, please go into the passage area or to the back so we can put the rows out. Okay, there's too many individuals. Ulama are requested to go to the back, and inshallah, brothers will guide them. There is the room next to the Jamaat Khana. Any brothers who are still left to eat can still also go to the Jamaat Khana where food will be served as well, inshallah. The volunteers are requested to put the plates out. If brothers can move to the left hand side, and make as much space as possible, and then start sitting down, inshallah. I would like to also say Jazakumullah khair wa sallam jaza to our respected Shuyukh, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mr. Abdul Rauf Sahib, Mr. Ismail Sahib, and all of the Shuyukh that attended to you, may Allah Ta'ala give them the best of rewards. Jazakumullah. Yusuf.
Brothers are requested, those brothers on my left hand side now are requested to sit in the rows, so to make some space for the other two rows. There's another two rows that are going to go here. So if you can make your way to this, the dastarkhan, make some space, inshallah. Brothers are requested to sit down. If you can make space, then this will inshallah mean that we can serve the food very quickly. There's another row to go here, so if you can make some space right in the middle here. So brother requested to make space where the dastarkhan is going, and then sit down. There are also some rows in the Jamaat Khana, so brothers can also go to the prayer hall, which is at the back of the hall, through the double doors, inshallah. Also, those individuals who may have trouble sitting down on the floor, there has been tables prepared as well in one of the rooms. So brothers can please, in the middle, please sit down in the sufuf. This saf is empty. Brothers are requested on my left hand side to come round and sit in the sufuf. Sit in the, that's on the dastarkhan. Sit on the tablecloth, inshallah. There's many spaces here. If you find a space, please sit down. Then we want to serve quickly, inshallah. Ulama are requested to go into the glass room next to the Jamaat Khana. Ulama are requested to go into the room next to the Jamaat Khana.
No, Allah Ta'ala accept it.
If we can make a little bit of space here, so the ulama can go through, inshallah. If we can make a little bit of space here, just go in. Want to show yourself? Ulama requested to go into the glass room behind the Jamaat Khana. And there's some spaces here. For the brothers at the back, there's some spaces from here.
from the owner of a white Audi Q5 LB63. Please move his car. LB63 white Audi A5. Jazakallah.
There are some spaces available for ulama at the back. So if you don't have a space for the ulama, there's some spaces in the back.